Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Route 128 has often been called America's technology highway. Today, you might call the T's Red Line America's technology subway. Greater Boston's tech sector is booming. Yesterday, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reported on how a growing corporate presence in Kendall Square is forcing many startups out of the area. This morning, he reports on where those companies are going and how they're taking the Red Line to get there.
Denny Swindle is taking the Red Line to work. He lives in Cambridge and gets on at the Kendall MIT stop. He gets off at the Broadway stop. From here, it's a 10-minute walk.
This stop is really nice because you have a lot of this architecture, like this, you know, this old church.
Swindle moved to this city less than a year ago from Nashville.
You know, I'm still new here, but I believe Dorchester is kind of over in this area.
The walk to his South End office takes him under the expressway. He also crosses a bridge with a great view of the looming Prue underneath railroad tracks.
It's kind of gross down below us, right? But, you know, with a nice Boston backdrop, you kind of ignore all that.
Into this Boston backdrop, Swindle brought his small internet startup called Help Scout. It works out of a converted industrial building on Harrison Avenue, brick and hip. Eight other small companies share the same space, and many of the workers get here the same way.
The Red Line is important.
Jennifer Fremont Smith is the CEO of one of the other startups.
And that's because a lot of the people that we hire and that I think work in companies of this stage are people who live in, like, Somerville and Cambridge, or Back Bay. That's where they sort of live in this line.
Practically, startup companies are stringing themselves along the Red Line. They're finding cheap space around Alewife. They're moving into empty offices in downtown Boston. Probably the biggest cluster outside of Kendall Square is the Seaport District.
And so it's filled with a lighter-than-air gas, namely helium.
Inside a big industrial building, a worker is showing off a prototype of a high-altitude wind turbine. You heard that right. Alteros Energies is making a floating wind turbine designed to generate electricity at 2,000 feet up in the air, where it's really windy.
It's tethered. The tether is conductive, so the power that's produced is transmitted down and off to the end user.
This is just one of 14 clean energy companies here working on tricky technical problems, mostly out of MIT.
We really did love Cambridge. We wanted to stay in the area. The proximity to MIT was great, but we found we were priced out.
Jason Hanna set up and runs this industrial workspace called Greentown Labs. When he was looking for space, Kendall Square was up to five times as expensive as here in the Seaport District.
We looked over here and the building stock and the location was nearly as good. I mean, access to the Red Line we knew was going to be key. If we wanted to still pull engineers back over from Cambridge, we said South Station's perfect. If it's walking distance, that's really fantastic.
A lot of other young companies have come to the same conclusion about this area that the city of Boston is branding the Innovation District. Same goes for the other side of Fort Point Channel.
Chugging away. We started as three guys, and now we're five guys in a room.
That's Court Johnson. He runs a web development company called Terrible Labs. He started it less than a year ago, and it's already outgrowing its single-room sublet at One Financial Center.
Our sixth and seventh guy are, if they were here, we'd have a really tough time working together. You get to know people pretty well sitting around a space this size.
Terrible Labs needed to find a bigger office. Johnson used to work at Kendall Square in Cambridge, and he thought about moving his company there.
It's a cool environment, but it feels a little bit more corporate-y, and even though we're like on the edge of the financial district, there are a lot of startups in the leather district here. The energy and the grittiness, there's a lot of activity going on.
So Court Johnson found a cool space for his fast-growing company right here in the Leather District, right across the street.
This is incredible.
What do you think, Joe?
Look at this.
This week, workers were tearing out the walls and cubicles left behind by the last tenants. Terrible Labs wants an open floor plan to make it easier to collaborate and innovate. When Court Johnson saw the light streaming through the old window, cutting all the way across the floor, a smile spread across his face.
More and more companies are moving this way, so we're really excited to be here sort of at the beginning of this.
The best part about the new digs, the building has a manual elevator. the kind with the accordion door and a throttle you move forward and back to take you up and down. It seems a long way away from the synthetic beeps of a corporate elevator. We're not in Kendall anymore. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.